normal manner. Tchelis tzitzit yosei. If you have tzitzit, you want to weave the tchelis, you have to do that on Chol HaMoed, but do it with a shinui. Don't do it the normal manner with your hands, but do it with holding it on to your thigh. Matan Rabbanan. Kaisav Adam tfilin the mezuzas liatzmai. A person is allowed to write tfilin the mezuzas for himself, for his own purpose on Chol HaMoed. V'tovia yirecha tchelis tzitzit yosei. And you could weave the tchelis yitzitzit, with a shina, do it with your thigh, not totally in your hands. Uli acherim v'toiva. If you want to do it for somebody else, you can only do it v'toiva t'rashiv le'vizchar. You can't get paid for it. If you want to do it for somebody else, and somebody else needs tefillin and mezuzahs, you're allowed to write them for him, but you can't get paid. V'zchar etzosa. Dibri Rebbe Meir. This is Rebbe Meir Shita. Rebbe Yehuda v'aymer ma'arim k'nek haroma. O'moichir reshaloi. What you do is sell your own pair of tefillin. That you could sell. There's no one to sell it. Now we go write this new pair of tefillin for yourself. And for yourself, you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. So if you want to go directly to write for your friend, that's also, of course, now you want to charge him. So the haroma could be is, you sell him your pair of tefillin that was written already beforehand, and now you go and write a new pair for yourself. If a tzeifa needs panosa, he's allowed to write tefillin kedarka like he does the whole weekday, and he could sell him the Chol HaMoed also. So Rashi says, pay for an associate about vlocha to make money. We're not talking about someone who has nothing to eat. So the court asks Pshita, we have everybody's maskim like that. That if he has nothing to eat, he's allowed to write. Here the Chiddush is no, even if you have what to eat, just to make nice money, more money, you're also allowed to write tefillin and mezuzahs. Something about this is dva mitzvah. These things are mutter to do even during Chol HaMoed. Oyri lo Rav l'Rav Chananel. Rav taught to Rav Chananel. The Yamrulon, some say Rabba Bar Bachon Rav Chananel, that halacha, what's the halacha? Kaisev Omecha Kedark, 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 and a Sosfer, and a Chanam, it could be Mekel. A Sosfer is allowed to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed, even for the purpose of selling it, and even though he has Watit, just Kedark and a Sosfer to make a little bit more money, he's allowed to. It's about the Stam, it's a mitzvah he's doing right now, so therefore it's Mutter. Now the Maaseh Tais talks about it, like if you're supposed to wear tefillin in the Chol HaMoed or not. In the middle of the Tais is Rabbi Yosi Yomer, the second one of the big lines, he says, V'yein rayi mikan shemutu l'niach tefillin. He allowed to wear tefillin in the Chol HaMoed. The Dilma, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Tamayah, the Tefillah, Perek HaMoed, tefillin, Shabbos man tefillin. They hold even on Shabbos you're allowed to wear tefillin. So if you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, treat you can do it on Chol HaMoed. But could be the Loch, we hold you don't wear on Shabbos, so then you don't wear in Chol HaMoed either. Then Tzai says, Av Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Avram, ho yemegim in Yerushalmi, lahatu laniach. He brought in Yerushalmi, it's mashma, they did wear tefillin in Chol HaMoed. Yom Yerushalmi chad banash. Says the Machlokes, that's the Minhagim, Svad Ashkenaz, whether you wear tefillin in Chol HaMoed or not. Fight it. V'tovi ayirecha tchelet. Then the Mishnah says, if you want to weave this tchelet to make, so you're allowed to do it, but with a shinui. You have to do it on your thigh, not with your hands. Tana Rabbanan, Tovi Adam Ayurecha Tchilas Tzitziyosai. You can start weaving like this wool that you can put into a dyed blue, in order to use it for your tzitzis. Avaloi b'yevin, but you can't use a stone. That's the normal manner of weaving. Strashi Shetoma Bechut Kedei Sheyuchel L'Shar Zayofa. The way you do it sometimes is they, in the bottom of the string, they tie it onto a stone, and then they twirl the stone, that twirls the string. Like our tzitzis are twirled, Shazurin. So you're not allowed to do that either on Chol HaMoed. That's a derech. Hebrew Rebbe Lezer. That's your Blazer Shita. You could even twirl the strings with a stone. Tie the bottom of the string onto a stone and twirl it around. That's alright. We have Yehudu Raimim Mishmoi. Be'evin Avaloi Beplach. You're allowed to use a stone, but not the regular needle. The regular spindle, the regular needle you use, that's also to use. Vachom Maimrino, Bein Be'evin, Bein Beplach. Whichever one you want to, it's Mutter. You could even do it Bedarkly. Om Rabbi Yudah Mashmur, V'chein Om Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Om Rabbi Yechnen, Halacha Bein B'yev V'bein B'plach. Tawat Resmuter. V'halacha Kaisav Kedarko Yimotek Tepan Asosai. With Lekula and Chol HaMoed, these things about the Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to do these things on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to write Tefillin on Chol HaMoed and sell it, Kedepan Asosai, it's Mutter. Sotim Mishnah. HaKoyver Esmeisai Shloisha Yomim Koydim Regal. If somebody, one of the Mishpacha was Mace, 3 days before Sukkot, halacha is botel hemenu gzeira shiva. He doesn't have to be noig shiva anymore. Even though during Yom Tov you're not noig shiva, you don't have to continue another 4 days after Yom Tov. Yom Tov is mevatel shiva. So our mission holds you have to have at least 3 days before Yom Tov. Halacha will see later, we yield enough avia, even a shor, even a little bit before Yom Tov, is mevatel the gzeira shiva. But the Mishnah holds, you have to have 3 days before Yom Tov that you start shiva, then Yom Tov is mevatel shiva. Rashi says, akoyve meisr shloshi yom kodem regel, hoyol v'ikr avelus einu elu shloshi yomim. The ikr avelus of mar, feeling very bad in the first 3 days, so therefore if you were noyig 3 days already avelus before Yom Tov, then it became the regal, it's bottom and then it's there. Shibla Trashi, the Lacha regal ain't it sort of limits Yosef. After Yom Tov, you don't have to count more days of Shiva. Vashenka and Shleshim, that you still have to count. After regal, you have to still be knowing the Adina Shleshim. Vashenka, what about Shemoina? Let's say the Nays died 8 days before Yom Tov. So in such a case, you finish sitting Shiva, and the 8th day before Yom Tov, you are knowing at least 1 day of Shleshim. So then we say, bottom and then it's there Shleshim. Then even Shleshim is not Magay after Chol HaMoed. After Yom Tov, you don't have any Din Shleshim, you're allowed to take a haircut, you're allowed to wash your clothing. Shrashi, Shemayna Yomim, Chodim Rego, Batu Men Exer Shleshim. Toyo Vehischo Yomecho Men HaShleshim, and Tzorach Nishma Klum, Liyachar Rego, Din Shleshim. Elo Mutl Liyata V'Tachbeisit, you're allowed to wash your clothing right away, V'Giyat V'Tasperis. So Rashi, it's Mashma that washing your clothing is also all 30 days, and Uadim V'Tasperis taking a haircut also with Mutter. There's no Din Shleshim. The Mishnah explains now, Mevnei Shomer, because we said like this, Shabbos is Oilav Yehne Masekis. When you're knowing regular Din Avelis, when it comes Shabbos, Shabbos is included in one of the 7 days. It's Oilav Yehne Masekis, doesn't break it though. Because even if you sat 4 days before Shabbos, then it comes Shabbos, you don't say it's finished. You have to continue sitting Shiva after Shabbos. It only counts like 1 day, that's all, but you have to continue after Shabbos. Now Shenkin Regolim, when it comes to Yom Tov, Mavsikin, it breaks it, we ain't oila. It's not oila, like we said before. Like, according to our mission, if you only know you 2 days before regal, so then after the regal, you still have to be knowing another 5 days. The regal doesn't help, it's not oila in the minion. So if you were knowing 3 days before, and it's mavsikin, it breaks it. But if you weren't knowing 3 days before the Yom Tov, according to our mission, you have to continue being knowing the rest of the veilus after Yom Tov. Rabbi Lezer Weiner, the Mishachor Beis Hamikdash, after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, that there's no more Korbanos anymore, Atzeres Keshabbos. Shavuos has the same halacha like a Shabbos. Because really, Shavuos is only 1 day. So, Bezman, the Beis Hamikdash was used to bring Korbanos, and you could even bring the Korbanos 7 days after Shavuos. So, had it been like Yom Tov, it was also Mevatel the Din Shiva. But about Bezman, said there's no more Korbanos, it has a halacha like Shabbos and not more. So, it's only Oila, but it's not Mafsik. Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Kirigolim. That you should know, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is also Kirigolim. That's Mafsik, it breaks Shiva. If you know Shiva before Rosh Hashanah, it breaks Shiva. V'chachamim Leimerim, like a Divri Zev, like a Divri Zev, not like neither of them. Elo Atzeres Kirigolim. The Chum say, Shvuis, even with Manazer, is a din like Yom Tov. That if you know, according to the Mishnah, 3 days before Shvuis, so then after Shavuos, you don't have to be knowing Shiva anymore. But Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur and Keshavis, the Chum say Rosh Hashanah is only like a Shabbos. Rashi says, Hoyo v'yeinim al yom echad. Since Rosh Hashanah is only 1 day, midiraisa, therefore it has the same Chaymer as Shabbos. As Mishleim is Shavuos, the Baal of Bezman, the Beis Hamikdash was used to bring Kabonis. So the Kabonis took place for 7 days. You can make Tashlumim. If you didn't bring the Karbon on Shavuos, you can be Mashlim at one of the next 7 days. So the next 7 days, Hashayach is to the Yom Tov, that's Mevatel the Din Shiva. Mashayach and Rosh Hashanah, that clearly is only 1 day, that's the Svara, 1 day cannot be Mevatel the Shiva. 1 day has a lechel like Shabbos and not more. So that's the Gemara. Omar Rav says like this, Shana Mishnah is, Gzeiro is Bitlu, Yomim le Bitlu. That's what we say if you know 3 days before Yom Tov. So it's Mevatel, or else we're knowing 8 days before regal. So we say since you had 1 day of the Shloshim, it's Mevatel the Shloshim, it just means that Gzeir is Botlo, but not the days. We'll soon see what the Rashi says. Gzeir means Shloshim Botlo. Avu Yomim Le Botlo. Shloshim Yom Le Botlo. The Adayim Tlum V'yomdim. It's not 100% for sure that you don't have to be knowing Shloshim. We'll soon see what that means. V'chein Amar Afuna Gzeir is Botlo Yomim Le Botlo. True, if you're knowing 8 days before regal, and then it became the Yom Tov, since you have the 8th day, 1 day of Shleshim, so then the regular is Mevatel the Shleshim, but not 100%. The days are still there that sometimes maybe you'll have the Yisr Shleshim. We'll soon see what that means. For Rav Sheshe Sama, no. Afilu Yomim Nami Botlo. No, there's no such suffix. 100% you don't have the Yisurim Shleshim after the regular. Now what does this mean? Like this. My time of Yom Lebotlu. What's Pshah in the first month of the Yom in Rav and Rafuna that says the days are not Botlu? That means to say like this. Shim loy gilach erev haregel, osu lagaleach ach haregel. It's like this. The eighth day now is erev haregel. The Meis died 8 days ago. So you finish sitting Shiva and you have no erev haregel, that's the first day of Shleshim. So we say, today, since it's going to be Yom Tov tomorrow, you, like we have before, you have a right to take a haircut today. On Erev HaRegel, you are not mixed of Shloshim ready. So on Erev HaRegel, you have a right to take a haircut. So if you do take a haircut today, so Melo, that's cool, you're Mavat to Shloshim, and then in Echlami, after Yom Tov, you don't have to keep normal Shloshim. Since you already took the haircut, you're Mavat to the Shloshim. But let's say for some reason you didn't take a haircut Erev HaRegel. You didn't take the haircut then. So you were not Mavato the Shloshim before Yom Tov. Now after Yom Tov, you have to still keep on Shloshim. That's the first month of Yom. Shloshim is totally, we have to see what happens. If you took the haircut on Erev Yom Tov, that's Mavato the Shloshim. But if you didn't take the haircut on Erev HaRegel, Erech Naimi, then after Yom Tov, you have to keep on Bimei Shloshim. Rashi says, "My time of Yom Lebotlu, Kloima B'yez Inyan Lebotlu." What does that mean? Shem LeGilach Erev Regel DeChibotlu Gzeres Shloshim VeBorde LeGaluchi Erev Regel LeGilach. That really you had a right to take it on Erev Yom Tov, and you did not take it on Erev Yom Tov. Then the locher is also LeGaluch Acher Regel Kol Shloshim Yoyim. Then the Din Shloshim still counts, and even after the Regel, you have to keep on counting your 30 days, and it's also take haircut for 30 days.